Australian health experts are warning that the threat from the mosquito-borne Zika virus in Australia is serious. The virus, which is being linked to brain damage in thousands of babies in Brazil, has already been discovered in six travellers who've returned to Australia from South America. The World Health Organization, meanwhile, is warning that an outbreak in the wider Americas is likely. This is their most serious health warning since last year's Ebola outbreak in West Africa. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has issued a warning to Australians, especially pregnant women, to reconsider any plans to travel to the affected countries in Central and South America. Dr. Peter Hotez is the White House-appointed U.S. science envoy. He's Dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine and Director of the Texas Children's Hospital Center for Vaccine Development. He joins us from Houston. Dr. Peter Hotez, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you for having me this morning.
Peter Hotez, this is the most serious warning that the WHO has issued since the Ebola outbreak in West Africa in 2014. How concerned should we be about the Zika virus?
Well, it is a serious warning, and I believe it's an appropriate warning. And the reason I say that is we're seeing how rapidly Zika virus is spreading. Over the course of a year, there's been more than a million cases in Brazil, with northeastern Brazil, where you had the report at the epicenter. Now there's 700,000 cases in Colombia, and that was quickly spreading to the Caribbean. So we're hearing each week about a new island that's been knocked off by Zika. So I predict by the end of February, we should have the entire Caribbean region expected. And since we have both Aedes mosquitoes on the Gulf Coast of the United States, I think we have to consider Texas, Florida, and some of the other Gulf states vulnerable to Zika as well.
Okay, so in Australia, we now know that there's been reports of six people coming back from one of the affected areas testing positive for the Zika virus. Is this something to be nervous about, to be worried about? Can it be transmitted person to person? What is the fear here?
Well, the virus ordinarily is not transmitted person to person. There are rare reports of sexual transmission, but for the most part, it's through the bite of a mosquito. There is the possibility of Zika gaining a foothold into Australia, although if it was going to happen, I think it would have happened sooner. The reason I say that is the virus came over from Micronesia and French Polynesia before it jumped to Easter Island off the coast of Chile and then into Latin America. So the fact that it hasn't hit Australia yet gives me suggest to me that maybe it won't happen. However, you are vulnerable in the sense that you've got the same mosquitoes that transmit dengue are also capable of transmitting Zika. So if you were to look at a map of where Aedes aegypti, the major mosquito, is that transmits those viruses, it's in the northern part of Australia all along the northern coast. So there is that vulnerability. And the problem with this virus is the way you monitor it, it breaks a lot of the rules, because it's not as if you can just wait for cases to appear with rash and fever. First of all, a lot of the times the virus is without symptoms in adults. And if you're not monitoring it, you run the risk that 9 months later you could have babies showing up in labor and delivery suites mm-hmm. on the obstetrical ward with microcephaly. So it makes it very challenging to implement public health recommendations, because there's no margin for error.
So we might not know we've got an outbreak, we've got a problem, until this horrible, horrible side effect turns up.
That's correct. So the recommendation that I'm making on the Gulf Coast of the U.S. are probably not too different from what I would suggest for Northern Australia, and that is, one, monitoring mosquito populations, looking for the emergence of the virus among mosquito populations, and my best guess is you're probably already doing that. And second, you're going to have to do human surveillance, looking for cases to appear. Remember, many of these cases are without symptoms. And if you find evidence of transmission of Zika, that's going to prompt giving appropriate public health warnings and recommendations to women of reproductive age who are either pregnant or thinking about becoming pregnant.
And those are complex enough to the point of being almost impossible, you'd think, because five countries, including some of the infected region in South America, have urged women to delay plans to have children. Brazil's asked women not to get pregnant for the next several months. El Salvador asked women to avoid getting pregnant until 2018. These are drastic measures and really not very viable or practical, are they?
Well, and also don't forget they have if they're implemented, they also have huge socioeconomic implications. Imagine losing an entire birth cohort.
I mean, it's impossible to achieve, and then impossible to think of the impact of it.
That's right, and then the economic implications. Look, the Caribbean's going to be hit very hard because of it's so dependent on the tourist industry. So, and a lot of social implications as well. You know, the good news right now, it's not in Australia, it's not in the Gulf Coast, but I think we have to be vigilant and look for it now. It would sure be nice to have a Zika vaccine, and I think this also points out another big gap in the system, is that we have a broken business model for how we develop vaccines for neglected tropical diseases. We saw the system break down when we didn't have an Ebola virus vaccine, and the same thing's happening with Zika. And the problem is this, that we rely too much on the major pharmaceutical companies to make all our vaccines, who are mainly focused on a profit incentive. We need to bring in nonprofit organizations like our product development partnerships that we have, like, including our Sabin Vaccine Institute at Texas Children's, and also bringing in the academic research institutes.
And Peter Hotez, just finally, we don't want to get too alarmist here. I mean, at the moment, there is no a threat in Australia, really. But in order to sort of calm people and to give people some tools to sort of manage this, what should people be alert for in themselves, particularly if you're in North Queensland? What sort of signs? You might not be feeling well. Can you go and get a test for it?
Well, what's happening at the local level in Australia for testing, I'm not certain. One measure of reassurance I can provide is to remind people that one of the great strengths of Australian science is this tropical medicine capability. Some of the most important discoveries in tropical medicine came out of Australia, so you're a nation that punches above its weight in terms of tropical medicine research. So you have incredible universities taking on diseases like Zika, such as James Cook University, University of Queensland, Queensland Institute of Medical Research, University of Melbourne, the Burnett Institute, the Nossal Institute. It goes on and on. So, so if anybody's going to be on top of things, it's going to be your Australian academic institutions.
Peter Hotez, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Peter Hotez is the White House-appointed U.S. Science Envoy, Dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine, and Director of the Texas Children's Hospital Center for Vaccine Development.